This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
It is a good morning to you. It looks like there's going to be drizzling a bit later on, but when you look at the weather, even my weather app was not working yesterday. Is it under Mark Zuckerberg as well? Oh, there, it's working again today. Wow, nice. No chance of rain? Nothing predicted? Okay, it's just cloudy. Let's hope so. If not, I hope you have your umbrella with you. Welcome to the show. It is the best tea in the city. Thomas and Skumba back again tomorrow. What are some of the things you vowed to never, ever do again in the name of love? When you are in love, there are sacrifices and adjustments you make to accommodate and meet the other halfway. Some of these things that sacrifices you make are drastic, as leaving friends and family. Like, bye. Some of them are a compromise, and it shows commitment, like having a joint bank account or handing over your bank card to your partner. Some of the things you did were good on paper. They looked good on paper, not in reality. Like 50-50. 50-50 sounds great, but in reality, like, mm-mm. As a woman, you want to be taken care of. Equality in relationships, Baba, take care of me. So you vowed that you will never do some of these things ever again. Ever again. Maybe you're speaking from head. I get it. But still, in your mind, it has registered. So what are those things that you vowed to hashtag never do for love again? Miss Yaha, Mashezi, I'll never do for love again. Move in with him when no definite commitment has been made.
Kipita! 3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on hashtag never do for love again. Like, lose your sense of self. Never again. In so many relationships, people lose who they are because they pick up the significant other's tastes, hobbies, interests, style, everything. It's great to be able to share that with someone you love, but it's another thing to forget who you are as an individual. And you did. So you vowed never to lose yourself in love again. 2 second chances to forgive a cheating partner. You did it once. And since you became paranoid, you doubted yourself, you lost your self-esteem, give a second chance. Forgive a cheating partner. Never again. 2, make it 3. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on hashtag never do for love again. To snoop around. You vowed not to snoop around. Because most people have done this and instantly regretted it. I mean, you pick through your partner's phone, go through their bag or pockets when they are not in the room. But snooping can only lead to problems. Because, you know, you did find. You did find. Because you know what they say, you dig, you find. And since then, you vowed to never, ever answer her phone or go through her purse, even when she grants you permission. Like, what? The things you vowed never to do again. So it's a delay alone.
I would never do that, first of all. But you know, mine is something very simple. I vowed never again to introduce a person to my friends.
Oh.
Yeah, I think we take it very lightly how our friendship circle actually works. You know, I can say that because I'm a mom. I'd be I'd never introduce a person without clear intentions to my son or to my family. But I've learned that I used to introduce people to my friendship circle too quickly. And not be like it's a maliba to be important, you know?
Yes.
So like,
I mean, honestly.
So people must respect that circle because now people start asking for favors. People start thinking, I can get access to this and that through Mbali and the people that we know. Warpapela, Joanong, you know? Yeah, it's just something that I vowed. Yeah.
Never.
Never. Never.
JJ?
Never, never again. I will never settle or become too understanding or just, you know. Okay, I once dated this guy where my sister told me that I should understand his personality. He's like that. The guy would only text me like after 2 weeks or even call me, check up on me, even month end. You know, and apparently that was his personality, that no, some people are not so affectionate and I should understand that. So I don't want to be too understanding and compromise my needs. I mean, we're in a relationship.
Yeah.
I'll be the one that calls, hey, and he would act normal. Like for him, it's a normal thing. But when I asked my sister, she was like, I'm also like that. Don't call me every day if we're dating. Don't text me. I'm like, but I'm not like that.
Yes.
Check on me, you know. So no, I don't want to be
talking about your friend. There's a lady on my timeline now who says she will never, ever again introduce the boyfriend to her music.
Hey, because that thing is intimate, Uncle T.
Because when he's gone,
utlo ruta ba chubaba ngudi loza kamo. The music. So it's about the
not voice. Only that, now my music reminds me of you.
Hey, and now I can't listen to things without thinking of the bad things that you did to me.
Never, never, and never again.
What mistakes have you done? You made, and you vowed to never, never again.
Uncle T, I vowed never again to give wife benefits to a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I once moved in with a guy and lived with him for 6 months. Last born, mama's boy, Wangwa. It was the worst thing ever. I cleaned for him. I used to cook. I used to make sure that I even prepare his outfit the night before. So that in the morning, he just takes a bath and he looks proper. I've never felt so unappreciated by a guy that I loved and cared for. The only thing he was prioritizing was alcohol and friends.
Aye.
Some nights he wouldn't even sleep home.
Ha.
And he would still come back and apologize. And I said, I'm too young for this. No. Oh, my parents taught me better.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since, I said, I will never move in with a man that has not married me. A man that will get wife benefits.
Yeah.
While he's a boyfriend.
I'm with JJ and Mbali on this one. I'm a mix between them both.
Is it?
Yes.
Tell me.
You know, the whole introducing thing
to
is
friends.
Not even to friends, to anyone.
Ah.
Is.
You'll never do that again?
Well, I won't be as hasty.
Oh, yeah. So you'll take your time.
Yes. And then with JJ's one, there's a twist to it because we do compromise and we do bend over backwards and we do kind of accept certain things that we don't normally do or should, you know. Mine is accepting nonsense from in-laws.
Ah, should it happen again?
It won't happen again.
No, no, I'm just saying should it,
yeah.
You would never.
For me, I won't even allow them close enough now.
Yeah.
Now, kicholeli wena.
Yes.
I don't, family, friends, even the Bible says,
they will cling to each other.
Kicholeli wena.
Leave their parentals behind.
Kicholeli wena. Kicholeli wena. Kicholeli wena. Kicholeli wena. Kicholeli wena. Kicholeli wena. Love it.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-0959.
Now wana pratine. Ngasa sacrifice for manyano wa sabereking. Hai prati. Eo tla bona spoko prati. Spoko. Frunjo feto tuwa nje. Salary feto ken.
Yeah.
Se ina le di plan. Wena ha usu plan urunya kwe tanka yon. Mata sa u plan neje sarare hao. Ai prati. Na manyano wa sabereke ai askifu. I ask, I know I don't earn much, but I, when I know Sabere Kempati, I
Derek Oquil, surprise, hi.
Uncle T, how's it?
I am good.
I am so good. I'm not a surprise. I thought I'm surprising someone, but someone surprised me.
Hi.
If there's one day I'll never do, I went for small shopping with my TTF account. I didn't close that account because I was hurt. After that, I went home. I prepared red roses on top of the bed, romantic dinner. After all of that, on that day, I was dumped.
Hi!
Hi! I was so disappointed. It surprised me. See me again.
But why?
She feels the current husband more than me.
What surprises of you?
That's what she said.
Surprise. Chencha le biso surprise, man. Chencha le biso.
Man, I must use the second name. I must use Prince.
No, man. Yes. You are a surprise. Go on a Prince, man.
Yeah, I must use Prince because now I've been getting surprises.
Wakam phone la war kwana surprise kitro block. Yo, how are you born?
No, there's one thing I've learned in a relationship, but you must never, or I'm joking, you must never say to a person you are single, hey,
hi, why?
They'll show you flames, Sham. Muntako nuzoba kate, so uzoba fungo bona 24/7, and I mean, I'm this person otanda in me time, yam. So once I said, I'm not in a relationship, I'm single. Ooh, ngabona umlilo. So now, whenever I go to a relationship, when they ask, are you single or are you seeing someone else? I'm seeing someone else. There's no one. So that's the mistake I would never ever do, to say to a person I'm single. Never.
Ungam jeli in good, I love me time. I think that's simple. Man Q, hi.
Hi, Tati, how's it?
I'm good, man. Welcome.
I'm good. Hey, Tati, now, I wanna, no, good now. I'm not going to discuss it. You know, two of my marriages, every time I get this thing, I lose it more. I told her, I'm not going to discuss our way forward. And then when I told to go to the temple, no verification or injury, it's not right. He said, no, no, for now. He said, never, never.
Oh, I see what you mean. Where the even families are involved in the decisions of your household.
Yes.
Hey, yeah,
no. So it's a no for Natrati. I it's a turn off.
So it happened twice.
Twice. And then I discovered, you know what? Let me stop dating. This is my fourth year not dating someone not straight now. I thought maybe I'm attracting the same people every day, every time, you know. So I said, let me take it straight.
And you're right, because at the end of the day you start feeling like you can not maybe common denominate I'm the problem. Yeah?
I will never ever again get hold of umuntu engizwana naye umsebenzi. Hey, mangithanda ngithanda ngako konke. Funela abantu umsebenzi, umuntu mase kathola umsebenzi sekasebenza, akhohlwe ngami. Wena mawumtholela uthi hayi ngiyenzela ukuthi impilo yethu ibe ngcono. Ha, bese umuntu uthola umsebenzi, akhohlwe nokuthi uya exista nokuthi azabe lapho. Ufike kanjani? Mina I'm talking about ukudiza, ngidizele loyo umsebenzi ukuthi umuntu ayosebenza. Ngimenzele zonke izinto ama requirements afuneka emsebenzini loyo. Ngeyami imali umuntu masekathola umsebenzi ngisho ukuthengele cold drink. I'm not saying you must pay me back, but saying it's good people they forgot. And I feel like abanye basuke bazele lokho nje ukusizwa bese bayahamba.
Like mama kulu will say arwena o Baragwanath. You heal people and then they leave.
With me, Brati, I vote Uguti. I will never, ever, ever do Maslalisane ever again in my life. No matter what, record it together, build our lives together and stuff. No, I will never do that. Last time I did that, Gele Negitula Lena, Wila Kula, then she asked me, Rikimiso Kobona. Hakimiso Kobona, they all attacked me, Hurijukudi Sanganabona. Then, should she die, they will make sure that I pay for what I did to her and stuff. So, for me, Master Lisane, say no. I vow to it. I will never ever do that ever in my life again.
The
best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.